with the pen.
Okay, everybody's ready. Good morning again. So today we're going to have a second meeting. Oh, Michael.
Yep.
Hi. Hi. You're late. Good reason for that?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, let's have a look to the agenda today. So we're going to have a meeting about the functional design. So first, before starting, I'm just going to go quickly through the minutes of previous meeting. So basically, we were not decided if we should go for a universal or specific remote control, but I have new inputs for about that topic I'm going to share with you. And basically, we decided to go to individual actions for each of you. So industrial designer was supposed to work on the working design.
Yeah.
You prepare something for us.
Yeah.
The UE guy also work on that. Yeah. And for our marketing expert should deliver some specs. All right. So we are going to go through three of your individual presentations, but first I would like quickly to give a name to the project. So I just put it quickly, Remo, but if you have any other names that we could decide for, just to keep something fun for our project, we could discuss quickly. Any ideas?
The power stick.
Power stick, yeah. What else?
Maybe a Spanish name would work well, especially if we're selling into the US market, because there's a lot of Spanish speakers there. Maybe something that sounds cool in English but sounds funny in Spanish.
Mando.
Mando. What
Mando.
Is it? Mango.
Mando.
Mando. M-A. M-A?
D-O.
D-O, okay.
It doesn't sound cool for me, but maybe for Spanish, for...
What does it mean in Spanish?
Control,
okay. Because it also, like in English, it sounds like, you know, the man's tool, you know, because, you know, men like to have control of the remote, so...
Mando sounds... Latino.
Okay. So let's go for Mando. Yeah. No objection.
Yes.
Great.
So maybe we could have some, like, you could have the fonts, you know, special, so you have man in like in one font, and then the O is like.
Okay.
Although you don't want to cut women out of the potential buyers, though, do you? So.
Yeah, they're the most TV watcher. So we should be careful.
Okay, I think this is more a question of
marketing.
I think this is more a question of look and feel, something that should be addressed later. We should go to the other topics.
Will be international.
Well, that's the thing. We need to know who we're selling it to before we can really decide on.
Let's stick to Mando for the name, and we'll see for the look and feel later. So let's go for the three presentations right now. So we want to start. So maybe we could start with the market, yeah?
Okay,
so I have your slide somewhere.
Yeah. Should be in participant 4.
Participant 4. This one?
Yeah.
Okay. It's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Okay. So yeah, I will give a brief outline about what I prepared for this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
For the functional requirements and especially for the user requirements. I prepared a marketing report and just to find the weaknesses and the improvements we could do to the current remote controls. And also I did a study for the incorporation of new technologies. It seems that the remote controls have remained the same for the last 5-10 years. There is no significant difference between the first new controls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next slide. Okay.
Well, most of the people think that remote controls are ugly, directly. So, and they admitted that they would spend more money in a fancier remote control, which is good. It's an interesting point. Also, the people are worried about the RSI disease, which is if you repeat the same movement, which is not a very appropriate device, you will have problems when you will get old. So people are worried about the shape of the remote control. They are also they get angry very often because they lost the remote control very often. So I think it would be a good point to find a solution to any beep, any alarm, or something incorporated with the remote control every time it gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
And also I found that young people, the younger people are the more interested they are in incorporating new technologies in the remote control.
Okay.
So, in my opinion, the Mando, this Mando, shouldn't be very small, because the smaller it is, the more the likelier it is to get lost. Likelier or more likely?
More likely.
Likely. Okay. people also complain because they all have the same size of the buttons for buttons which are not very used, like memorizing channels or all these kind of actions which are not very often, but they shouldn't have the same importance in the remote control. Also, the design should fit the hand shape, so it may be interesting to think in both prototypes for right and left handed people.
Well, the thing is, most remote controls are used by more than one person, so unless you're kind of targeting single people, you know, you're gonna maybe cut out a lot of your market.
I don't know. I think it could be interesting to release a small fraction of.
Or maybe this it could be a universal
controls.
Design.
Sure.
A universal design, which is good for both the hands.
Yeah.
Still shaped for your hand, but not for a particular.
That's right.
Hand,
yeah.
Whether it's left hand or right hand, but don't you think that the two points are clashing? One thing you are saying, design should fit the hand shape, and it should not be very small.
Sorry.
The first and the third point, they are clashing.
Well, it can still be big. It can still extend past the hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like.
So fitting the hand doesn't mean much. No.
Well, it means like this remote here is very thin and long. So instead of having, you know, you might have it kind of.
Yeah.
A bit bigger, or you know, with maybe some finger molds or something.
So it means design should be similar to the traditional ones, little sleek, longer.
No,
well,
I was thinking of like
something with the shape of the palm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some finger grips, maybe. You could even have some buttons like you know, on the sides and everything.
It shouldn't be symmetric there. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
And then finally?
And finally, the incorporation of LCD or speech recognition system in the remote control could also be interesting, but I don't know if the budget would be large.
Yeah, first I'm just wondering about the LCD stuff.
But most of the young people till 30 years old were really interested in this kind of technology.
Yeah, so maybe it's a good time for me to to bring you to some new information. We had the new requirements from the head offices of the company, and so they would like to be restricted to TV.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you had this information already.
No.
So they want us to restrict the remote control to TV only because of time limitations. They want also.
Actually, this marketing report is restricted to TV remote control.
Excellent. So we have also to focus more on the internet aspects because, well, teletext is outdated now. And finally, it should be clear that the corporate image, I mean, colors and logos of the our company, should be clearly identified in the product.
Are we still working on this 25 euro price point? Because I think, actually, having looked at some of the remotes out there, this is quite a low price. If we're, maybe I can get to this in my presentation though. But
So maybe you can jump to your presentations.
Yep. Right.
Okay. So let's keep in mind about this last point about LCD and speech.
I think even if it was within budget to speech rec system, it might be a bit difficult because if you're watching TV, you're going to have a lot of this background noise from the TV, which might interfere with the.
Sorry, what is your folder name?
Participant 3. You might have some background noise from the TV, which will make the speech recognition much harder.
You should be able to activate or deactivate. So.
Yeah, oh, you press a button to talk, and the TV sound turns off.
It could be command control kind of thing. It recognizes particular sequence, and then it gets activated. Means you should say like this, that remote control being on, or be on, kind of thing. And then remote control comes into the picture for the speech recognition.
Yeah.
Because this kind of thing means speech is there from the TV also.
Yeah.
So there should be something command control. You start and then you stop.
Yeah.
It's like VI editor, you are having two modes, similarly. Otherwise it's just line output.
Okay, Mika.
Okay, so could I describe the mouse? Maybe it'd be easier to... Could I use the mouse or...?
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay.
The wheel doesn't work.
Great. Okay, so... While researching this topic, I first of all just thought of a couple of things that I would like to see in a remote and just look to see if they're actually available in any current remotes, and then also search for which are the top rated remote controls on epinions.com, which is a customer written basically review site. So there's a pretty wide range of remote controls these days, and this remote control on the right here is one of the more extravagant, but it's not really, it's by no means on its own in being so expensive. There are a lot of expensive remote controls out there. It
looks like a PDA. So,
yeah, it does. It's, well, basically all the functions are controlled through the LCD screen, except for the really, really kind of main functions, which have a couple of their own buttons. And if you look at a lot of the universal remotes out on the market, I know we're working on a television remote, but a lot of the universal remotes out there have these LCD screens, which kind of helps when you're using multiple devices, I suppose, because you can have multiple kind of functions, different functions on the screen at different times. But the thing that I find most interesting about this remote control, and it's kind of difficult to see in this light, but it has a scroll wheel on it, which is kind of like a mouse scroll wheel, which I think it's a really kind of important design aspect. It's because the thing is, what we the this presentation about is what we want the remote control to actually do. And obviously, the simplest thing that a remote control does is it just changes the channel. Now, I think that a scroll wheel is actually a pretty handy way of changing the channel, because I know when I use the remote to change the channel, I very rarely use the numbers on the pad. I usually use the up and down, because most channels are, you know, two-digit numbers, and you have to press, you know, a special button to enter a two-digit number and then the two number. So it's just it's annoying. So I think a scroll wheel is quite handy. Now, the scroll wheel is much more useful if you have an LCD screen, and this brings us to the point you were mentioning before about the internet capability.
Mm-hmm.
One possibility, now we need to still talk about the price point, because obviously a lot of this stuff can't be done for 25 euro, but one possibility is to download program information into the LCD screen, so that instead of actually saying I want to go to channel 37 because I know this program's on, you know, often you don't know what channel it's on, or you don't know what's on. If you have a list of programs on your LCD screen, you just scroll to that program rather than to a channel. So if you think about it, it's kind of like, you know, in mobile phones now, you don't remember people's phone number, you remember their name, and you go find that name and ring it. So this would be a pretty kind of handy thing to have, but we really need to discuss the price. So, I mean, there are cheaper. This is another multi-purpose remote control where it's very simple. There's only a few buttons, but each of those buttons does something different in a different context. So this is something else we might want to consider, is really kind of limiting the number of buttons, because this is the top rating universal remote control on ePinions. It's really maybe worth thinking about limiting the number of buttons as much as possible, because really I think people want to be able to find the button they're looking for without even looking at the remote control. And given what I was saying before about having different size buttons for different, you know, frequently used tasks, but I think also, you know, the location and shape of the buttons is important, but also the number of buttons. So if you have too many buttons, it increases the difficulty of finding the one you want.
One problem is then the user has to understand each of that functionality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
the same button is going to do anything.
Yeah, well, we will have a bit of a simpler task in that we're only doing a television remote control. I think maybe one option is to have, you know, a little flip open door that you have hidden most of the time, but contains the extra buttons, like say the number buttons, for instance. I would, if I had my perfect remote control, I'd probably just have no numbers at all on it, because they're just in the way. They don't really do anything. Maybe, you know, although I do also find flip open doors a bit of a pain, because sometimes they can break off or whatever. But maybe a door that you can permanently remove or permanently have on would be good. But I think definitely you need to keep the buttons down to a minimum, but not let that kind of interfere with the functionality of the device.
I think that the transition to this new remote control shouldn't be very, very abrupt, very hard, because if people see a remote control without numbers, they will think it's very difficult to learn, very difficult to...
Very different.
Well, I guess it depends on how you market it. If you have the right advertisement showing how easy it is and how you can, you know, navigate to a program without the numbers, then people might say, that looks pretty easy.
Okay, so, you continue?
Yep. Okay, so I think one of the really kind of useful things you can do with internet connectivity would be to have a program-driven interface rather than the channel number. So if we can have a higher-priced remote control, I think that would really be worth something that would be worth implementing. And there's the LCD screen, which maybe is too expensive. But I think also the scroll wheel, I haven't mentioned it here, the scroll wheel could be used without an LCD screen just for changing channel numbers easily. I think even that, I mean, that would be a fairly cheap thing compared to an LCD screen to implement. But I think that would be quite useful as well. And the other thing, you said we need to keep it just television, but I think one option, since this is supposed to be a kind of a fashionable device, is, you know, there's a certain kind of cool or wow factor that you can kind of you can have with technology, and maybe we want to make it something that's extensible to do other tasks. Say you have like another little kind of base unit that can also receive signals as well as the television, where you can say change the lighting in the room. You know, that would be something maybe you could sell as an extra, so that it doesn't have to be part of the initial development, but you know, later on you could, you can, you know, you're also selling the potential of the device. Then you say potentially you can then do other cool stuff like change the lights, I don't know, close the windows, whatever, turn the heating on. And I think that's something we may need to have as at least as an optional extra to kind of make our product cool, since we say we're putting the fashion in electronics.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
You want to go?
Yeah. So most of the things which we are discussing about is speech recognition are on my own, I yeah, should be.
Nope. Not that one. It's you are two.
Oh. Okay, so the working design is user interface could be of two types. One is the usual press buttons which are there, so that the user feels that he's he's knowing about the technology. So he's pretty comfortable if he wants to get this. And on top of that, there could be a speech recognition technology also being sitting on the remote. So the old kind of users who don't want to have any changes, it can be useful for them. And the new users, as our marketing expert was saying, they can use the new gizmo, which is speech recognition kind of thing.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, but we have seen before that there is a new way of interacting that use wheel.
That's right. So anyway, that didn't come into my mind.
Okay.
So that is a possibility. These could be other kind of interfaces. Means we can have, depending on the cost, how much we can afford, we can have different kind of interfaces. So buttons are something which is very everybody is familiar with. So if you go to the market and you say that buttons are there, the people know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, if we are having extra functionality, people are willing to shell that €25 money which we are thinking. Otherwise, we are just like others in the market. So anyway, that is the first. User interface could be of more than one type. And yeah, that means we can do the online changes which cannot be done now actually. So apart from a speech, we can have the scroll kind of thing with the buttons. Now for buttons, normal requirements like bit coding and all those things are required. And for voice, limited vocabulary automatic speech recognition system is required, and we require a microphone also to be sitting there on the remote.
Yeah, it increases the cost also.
That's right. But means we have to see how much, what kind of microphones and stuff like that.
Do you think that performance of such systems are enough to target, well, of such technologies is enough?
Yes, if it is limited vocabulary, usually it's enough.
Okay.
We can target 95% accuracy or somewhere
97%. Well, I imagine also that the microphone will be an ambient. An ambient microphone,
that's
because
right.
You are not going to speak.
It could be
a few centimeters.
That's right.
But
that's
one other thing that speech recognition could really blow out the price for is when you want to sell into other markets, though, because I'm not sure exactly where we're going to sell this, but I presume it's not just going to be English-speaking countries.
Yeah.
So then you have to, you know, you have to train models for.
It's more like means there are different speech technologies which are existing. So DTW could be kind of which is the easiest. So you have to store some templates on the chip itself, and it's just dynamic time warping where you try to find out what it is instead of having a model which is to be trained and being a microcontroller.
Okay, we should discuss this later after this.
Yes,
this slide.
So
this is a very important issue.
That's
in discussion.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Yeah.
It's finished.
No. Components.
Components.
Yeah. So we'll go to the next slide.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. So this is the design which we are thinking. So we are having the power button and the switch, which is not much, and then we are having the bulb with us, which is to indicate whether the power is on or not. And then There are two kind of things which can be. So one is the button interface, which has not been shown because of lack of time. So we could not put that. So now where the ASR decoder is sitting, similarly, there are different kind of interfaces which could be there. So there is ASR decoder, which could be there. And then there could be another scroll button, scroller. And then there could be buttons. And all of them, they will just do the decoding and put it in the proper message format. And then there is the chip, which is sitting, the green one. And it converts it into bit codes, and that bit codes are sent by the infrared device to the receiver.
Okay.
So this is the easiest design that they could be. So in ASR decoder, we can have things in parallel. We have different technologies. So this was the, my personal preference was that we can have ASR sitting there on the remote control.
Yeah, I guess you could actually train the remote control as you're using it by saying, you know, turn volume up, and you press the button like people teach sign language to kids. Well,
yeah, but,
by speaking and doing.
As you try to put a microchip kind of thing or something, the price will go up.
Yeah.
So these
okay.
are the slight problems.
So your opinion is that we should go for
because
recognition technology.
Yeah, the reason is that if we go into the market, means though I don't have much idea, but as the marketing expert presentation
sure
was.
If you can sell a speech recognition remote control for €25, everyone will buy it.
So
actually, I'm not so
sure.
Because
sure.
I'm, if I was using a remote control to say turn the volume up because I can't hear it very well, I don't really want to, you know, drown out what people are saying by talking, you know, when I'm instead of pressing up on the remote control. You know, if there's some dialogue all of a sudden that I can't hear. I'm trying to actually find out what's being said. So maybe speech recognition gets in the way more than it helps.
Okay, so...
Yeah, but you know the average frequency of pushing buttons is about...
Well, it depends if it's a remote control.
It's about 80 pushes per hour or something like that.
Maybe if the remote control is something that you don't actually have to pick up anymore, that would be a useful feature of the speech recognition. If you can leave it sitting
mm-hmm.
on the table and you don't actually have to find it, then...
Okay, gentlemen, we have to take some decisions right now.
All right.
So if I kind of summarize everything we say, we are targeting TV. We need to have remote control, which is fancy, which is easy to handle, not too small, not too big. We have
a good shape for
well, good shape. Yes, we should bring new technologies for young peoples, and as we have also requirements to use to push towards the internet, maybe this is something we can stick with. And also a very interesting thing that I've seen on the one of the our competitors is this wheel that we can use to navigate. So my feeling is that. Regarding cost, budget we have, and target price, it's not possible to go to LCD and also to go to automatic speech recognition technologies. First, why not to go to LCD? Because, in fact, as we are targeting a TV, in fact, we can use TV screen as a screen to feedback, to give some feedback information about.
Well, it depends. If we don't, unless we have some input, some video input to the TV, or we have control over the TV, then we can't actually display that. Like if we produce the TVs, then yeah, we can put, you know, menus up there. But otherwise, we need to actually have some kind of something sitting in between the video signal and the TV to superimpose those menus. So that's an extra.
Yeah, that's right. Don't we have contacts with people on TV or universal well systems that exist?
Well, this is another question. We still haven't really defined the remote. Are we still? You said we're focusing on TV, but is it still kind of like a universal remote in that it's a replacement remote control, or is this something for our own line of televisions? Because that really makes a big difference. Because even if we have contacts, we can't really. Produce a remote control that can bring up menus on other companies' TVs. It's just there are too many TVs out there. It's,
yeah,
it's not really
that's
gonna.
That's a good point. What could be the cost of? Well, could we fit the targets in terms of cost if we go to LCD and remote control?
For €25, I think it's impossible.
But
I don't know, I think it would be good to know if there is any leverage in that, any leeway in that that €25, because for €25, I think all we can really do is provide a very basic remote control, and that seems to be kind of against the philosophy of our company, which is, you know, putting the fashion into electronics. So I'd like to know if there's any chance of increasing the unit price.
So you mean we should target something maybe which would be more expensive?
Yeah.
Really fancy.
Yeah.
In terms to have really an added value.
Yeah, because okay. Yeah.
So regarding the automatic speech recognition, I think this is
one question. What would be the goal of putting an LCD in a remote control?
Well,
what kind of information?
Because you can have things like the program name instead of the channel number. It's like an interactive program guide.
The TVs nowadays,
they have
show the
teletext.
Show the.
Well, because they have teletext on it, you have a teletext signal that you can get through.
Yeah,
through
most
the
of the TVs have teletext nowadays.
They have most of them have
yeah.
teletext, but we want to get rid. Well, one of our requirements is to move to teletext to the use of internet. So
you can get a lot more information.
It draws more easily the teletext, for instance, through your remote control.
So what would appear in the LCD?
So you could have the name of the program. You could have the start time.
The start
you know where
time,
it's up to.
All the programs. You could have.
You could have a little image of the.
Okay.
The main actors or something. So you can. Quickly, just kind of, even without reading.
I don't know if this information is available from teletext also.
Well, no, but there are other electronic program guides out there. They may not have pictures, but maybe they do. There's depending. It also depends on the country.
For the same reason that we cannot overlay informations on the TV, we couldn't grab information which is not there.
No, but I mean, with the internet, you have flexibility of where you get your information from, so it may be possible that there are people out there providing that.
So that means we need an extra internet connection to use the remote control if you want to browse.
Yeah.
In addition to the TV, or it should be a special TV connection.
Well, I think we would definitely need the internet connection because I don't think you could even get teletext information from the TV onto the remote control, especially if we don't control the TV. I don't know. We need to find that out.
Okay, we need to close the meeting.
Just a small thing. What kind of market we are targeting? Is it that we are targeting the replacement remote market or what? So the remote has gone bad and the person wants to buy a new remote, or because the cost of LCD thing could be as high as the TV itself. That is very important.
If it's a really small TV,
well,
maybe.
People go to buy another remote control when they broke their home and they want to go for universal one and they take the fanciest they can have.
Okay.
So this is that we should target. So the commitment is the following. We don't go for speech recognition technology.
Mm-hmm.
The LCD is still on is still open to discussion. It is up to you to go through this this way and to report me back next meeting. So
I think that the speech recognition technology is cheaper.
It's cheaper as compared to
the
LCD.
Yeah, but not sure. Maybe it's cheaper, but we have no.
Because with the LCD, you need more requirements. You need an internet connection. You need more things. But for the
I think the type of people that are going to want to buy a very stylish remote control with lots of new technologies are the kind of people that are going to have. You know, a wireless internet connection, maybe, or
But then we should move to another target because at $25.
Well, this is what we need to find out. Can we increase the price point of this remote control? Because otherwise, we need.
Okay, this is a good question for you. Yeah, this is up to you to tell us. But I'm definitely not keen on
to move to another target.
No. I'm definitely not keen on going to speech recognition technologies. I'm not confident enough. I'm not sure that that we have a product really that work. In that work.
It's kind of hard to guarantee that you're gonna.
Yeah, how to guarantee such performances is really hard.
The expert said 95%.
95% is not good enough.
It's very bad. So, this is the end of this discussion. Next meeting, here are the tasks you have to work on. So, you have to work on the component concept.
Okay.
You have to work on user interface. And you have to go through a trend watching. Okay. So, the question is still open about the LCD thing. I hope that next meeting we will we take some decision in that direction. Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.